You know the old saying, Ethan, moving house is one of the most stressful life events, right up there with divorce and changing jobs?
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, I think the stats are wrong. It should be number one, especially when you're trying to do the impossible, buy a new place and sell your old one at the exact same time.
The classic property chicken and egg scenario.
Exactly. Do I sell first and risk being homeless? Or do I buy first and risk holding two mortgages? It's the stuff of nightmares.
It is, and that's exactly what we're digging into today. We're looking at this concept of the dual advantage, specifically based on some insights from the team at Metrolinx. It's about how expert guidance doesn't just help you do one or the other, it bridges the gap.
Right. Because usually we think of these as two separate transactions. You hire a real estate agent to sell your house. Then maybe you hire a buyer's agent or just doom scroll real estate apps to find the new one.
Precisely. And that disconnect is where the stress lives. What Metrolinx highlights is the power of having a unified strategy. Think of it less as two transactions and more as one fluid transition.
So how does that actually work in practice? Is it just about having one person to call?
Well, convenience is part of it, but it's really about leverage. Let's say you're using a vendor advocate to handle your sale. They aren't just selling the house, they're managing the selling agent to ensure the campaign peaks at the right time.
Okay.
Simultaneously, on the buying side, your advocate is out there negotiating. But here's the key. They aren't just negotiating price. They're negotiating terms.
Ah, I see where you're going. Settlement dates.
Bingo. If you have one team, like Metrolinx, looking at the whole board, they can negotiate a longer settlement on your purchase to line up perfectly with your sale. Or they might negotiate a subject-to-sale clause that a regular buyer might be too scared to ask for.
That's huge, because if you get the dates wrong, you're looking at expensive bridging finance, or like I said, moving into an Airbnb for 3 months with a storage unit full of furniture.
Exactly. It's about mitigating risk. And frankly, in the Melbourne market, which can be pretty unforgiving, having someone who can detach the emotion from the money is critical. When you're buying and selling, emotions are running high. You fall in love with a new house, you get offended by a low offer on your old one.
And you make mistakes.
Expensive ones. The dual advantage is really about having a professional buffer. Someone who says, hold on, the offer on your sale is good, take it, because we've already lined up a better opportunity on the buy side.
It sounds like it turns a gamble into a plan.
That is the perfect way to put it, Ethan. It's about control. You're not at the mercy of the market. You're navigating it.
Well, for anyone staring down the barrel of a dual settlement, that sounds like a lifesaver. Thanks for breaking it down, Cynthia.
Anytime.